Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at The Free House.
Get that pickup and delivery Tuesday through Sunday.
Get the menu and more at thefreehousempls.com.
Thanks, Free House.
Hey, Jace, I have a good idea. How about after the show, you get us some curbside pickup at the Lowry?
Oh, how convenient for you to come up with that great idea. But yes, I'll take you and Dawn to the Lowry, okay?
What are we eating?
Are we thinking comfort food? Dawn, yes. You thinking comfort food, Lex?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd really like some meatloaf if they have it.
Oh, wow. You're getting very, very particular. But Dawn, we can hook you up at the Lowry because it is comfort food at its best. They have Ma's Meatloaf.
Ooh.
Don't you love that name? It is a generous portion of house-made meatloaf. You get some mashed potatoes, some root veggies, some chipotle ketchup. Oh. So, Dawn, we got your order. Lex, are you thinking comfort food, too?
You know it. I need some comfort right now. It's cold out.
How about a Cubano? How does that sound?
Oh, yum. Yes.
A baguette, mustard blend, fire-braised pork, smoked ham, pickles, and Swiss cheese.
Delicious.
And you know what?
I want it right now.
Well, you know what else I'm going to get you right now? We're all going to split a velvet burger. It is thank you. It's 2 4-ounce beef patties, Velveeta cheese, roasted poblano peppers, peanut pesto aioli sandwiched on a brioche bun.
Wow.
Boom.
Whoa, yumbo.
Yumbo isn't a word. But you know what is a word? Is pickup and delivery. And the Lowry offers both Tuesday through Sunday. For more information, go to thelowryuptown.com.
Start your engines and may the best woman win.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become a shift manager at Dairy Queen, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson. Oh, that's right. She's not here. She's having technical problems.
Oh.
Good morning. Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning, Jason.
Yeah, she texted about 2 minutes ago, it looks like. Yes.
All right.
And good morning to Kenny as well. Good morning, Kenny.
I think I'm here.
You are here. We hear you, Kenny.
Okay.
We do.
Here he is.
And here we are on this Tuesday, December 8th, 2020. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to National Brownie Day. Welcome to National Feast of the Immaculate Conception Day.
Yes.
Welcome to National Bartender Day. Welcome to National, here's Kenny's favorite, Pretend to be a Time Traveler Day. And welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee?
Dawn
McClain,
yes.
How is your decaffeinated tea this morning?
My tea is brave, bright, charming, courageous, and decisive.
Okay. Kenner Mattel?
Jason, I'm having the fifth sip of the second cup of the first of two pots of coffee today.
If, in fact, I was
a time traveler, I would be having the last sip of the last cup of the second pot of coffee at 5 p.m. today. How, my friend, is your coffee?
Mine is vivacious. Mine is optimistic. Mine is excited. Mine is joyful. Cheers, everyone. Cheers.
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 Here we go.
Here we go. I'm ready for the day. I'm ready for the day. Now, Alexis, we'll figure this out in the commercial break because something's going on with her connection, it looks like. She said she was there and now nothing. And she's rebooting.
I was getting ready for my dirt alert and didn't see that.
Yeah, and now I think she's rebooting.
Okay.
This is the joy. We'll figure it out. It'll all come on the wash. We'll figure it out in the break.
Or she can just go back to bed.
I mean, yeah, Lex, if you're hearing us, just we'll figure it out in this break. But this is what happens when the poor engineers. But at least Alexis knows how to right click. You know what I mean? I mean, at least we can set up our microphones and stuff. I don't know who I'm throwing shade at, but I'm just saying hashtag I don't right click. But this is all kidding aside. This is what happens when we have various people on remotes and I'm in another building and Kenny's in the woods and Dawn is at the station pushing up all the buttons and we're working in a working museum and this is what happens. So
well, it's just gonna be us three tomorrow through the rest of the week because Alexis is on vacation, so we're just practicing.
Starting tomorrow she's gone. Okay.
Master schedule here.
You want to check the? Let's just have a show meeting on the air. We'll discuss this.
I have 10th and 11th. Right now, next week she's gone Wednesday through Friday. So she's here tomorrow, one more day, and then Thursday and Friday she's off.
We're not going to bring Steph in to argue with.
Nope.
No, just
it's
us.
Gonna be us.
Just the three of us. We can do it. We can do it. It's easier on Dawn because Dawn is running four different shows and she's running a farm and she's baking and it's just a lot.
Yeah, they had we were going to bring in Grant and I was going to move over, but Grant has to go back over to his original home where he really should live across the hall because they have some people out over there again. So, it's just they need him over there. So we couldn't have him anymore.
And let's just be clear, and they're not listening to us anyway. Grant likes us better. I mean, if it just Kenny, Grant likes us better. He'd much rather be over here.
Absolutely.
So we're more fun.
So funny. This is a little funny tidbit I haven't shared with you. He's very good about. He wants everything to be exact because he's been so conditioned to have everything absolutely perfect over there. And then he asks me lots of questions. He's like, "So how do we? Don't we need to do this? Because over next door at KS95, they make us do this." And I'm like, no, nobody cares over here about that.
There's none to give.
Things. I'm like, no one's ever said anything to me about that. Don't worry about it.
Well, that explains why he's the nicest guy. And I don't know if people have told him that I'm a butthole.
What?
But it's so, this is a funny thing. He gets so worried, like if something minorly goes wrong, like the music isn't loud enough, or maybe it's too loud, or my button. Oh, here's a good example. A couple of weeks, we're talking about Grant, producer Grant, if you just tuned in. A couple of weeks ago, I went to play a couple sound effects, it wasn't up. And audience, when I say that, it just means Dawn has to control whether my little sound effects machine can go over the air. And Grant, it's the same way. Well, Grant didn't have it turned on. And so I said, "Hey, Grant," on the air, I said, "Grant, can you turn on my, it's called a button bar, everybody." So he sent me this email. And this is like the third or fourth time that he's done this. Poor guy sends me this email and he's like, "I'm so sorry at 6:40 when I didn't have the button bar up. I'm really sorry." And I'm like, "Grant, it's not a big deal, buddy. It's not a big it's just
he's constantly so apologizing. I'm like, don't worry about it. It's okay." He's always saying, I don't want you to think I'm that kind of person. And I'm like, "Dude, it's fine. You got to go work over there. Chill out."
I told him, "Grant, look, I like a well-sounding show. I do. I don't like when things go wrong." I go, "But Grant, we're not conducting trade relations with China. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. This is we're doing talk radio.
They're doing brain surgery over there on the air or something very, very important.
I don't know what it is.
Wow. But I think it was a previous program director who scared him.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just be clear about that.
But I just, it cracks me up. I'm like, no, buddy, it's all good. I like my toys and I like things to sound well, but if it doesn't, who cares? We have 300 shows a year. Yeah. Half of them are going to suck. It's okay. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
I get what he means, because I was very nervous when I first moved over here to make any mistakes at all.
Yeah.
But there's so much to learn that it is so overwhelming to the brain. You just can't take it all in and be perfect right away. You just can't.
Well, and especially, you know, on our show, because there's just a lot of bells and whistles and things and segments and sound effects. There's just a lot. And it's, you know, I get it. And I always have, you know, I have patience for folks, and especially Grant. He's such a good guy. So, Grant, don't worry about it, buddy. We're much nicer over here.
Right.
We are. Just saying.
Yeah.
I have to admit, last night I got into a YouTube vortex, and Alexis will love this too when we finally get her connected. I was barely watching television. I forgot what we were watching, and that tells you how stimulating it was. Hmm. But I was on my phone searching for something for the talk show, and Dawn and Kenny, my algorithm popped up this freeze frame of a YouTube video. I was on YouTube, and it was like, it looked like belly button lint coming out of the iPhone charging portal.
Ooh.
And I was like, what the hell is this? And you know, this, I'm a guy that likes Dr. Pimple Popper, so I like stuff like this, like this guy is a professional, like, electronics cleaner, and he has a microscope camera which zooms into all the crevices of your nasty cell phone.
Ew.
Like 400,000 times he zooms in and he cleans these iPhones, and it zoomed into the, like, everybody take a good look at your iPhone right now, especially if you have an older one, and look at that charging portal at the bottom.
Okay.
Yeah. This, the guy that he made the video with, this phone, this guy always put his iPhone in his pocket, in his jeans pocket. Yeah. So all of that jeans lint from, you know, all these years was stuck, kept getting into that charging portal. And this guy took this tool. It was mesmerizing. I couldn't take my eyes off it. And he goes in there, and it's like a metal toothpick, but thinner.
Uh-huh.
And he goes in there and expertly extracts all of the lint from the portal, and then he goes around, and this guy was obviously gross, because he had cracked his screen and never fixed it, so the screen was kind of elevated from the rest of the phone, so in the organs of the phone there was more lint, so this guy, like, this fixer was doing pressure airing out all of this lint out of this phone. Yeah, like that. Yeah. I'm actually doing it,
Jason. I put a toothpick into my port, and I don't know what this says about me, but I picked out a piece of straw. So,
like, well, from the field. Of course,
surprised
you did.
It wasn't a turnip.
Oh my god!
It was. I couldn't stop. I'll send a link to Alexis to put it on our show page. This guy, if you like the Dr. Pimple Popper, mm-hmm. or you like anything, you will. You won't be able to stop watching him remove lint from iPhones. That's how pathetic my life is right now. 6:13. We're gonna take a break. We're gonna try to get Alexis connected. We'll be back right after this. All we want for Christmas is Alexis connected. There she is. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning, now complete with Alexis. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny.
You know when you're like, it's going to be one of those mornings.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
totally.
Gosh, Dawn. Gold star for you. Flowers, chocolates.
Oh, my gosh.
Yule logs.
It's okay. I mean, what if I was like, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, I'm not going to go fix it.
Screw you, Thompson.
Well, it's funny how just think about the flip of a switch. Yeah. And then it was like, oh, we're connected again now. Great.
Yeah. I have to go in there and...
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Unplug the whole thing, reset it.
Dawn, our executive producer and engineer, everyone. That's right. It is Tuesday, December 8th, 2020. How the hell are you, Lex?
I'm great this morning.
Doing
feeling
well?
Good?
Feeling good?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
How about you?
Well, you know what? I'm feeling good, Lex. Feeling really good.
I see this cleaning video.
Oh, my goodness. I sent it to Kenny and Dawn. Yeah.
Okay.
I sent it to Kenny and Dawn and you, if you want to put it up on the show page. I said, Lex, that I was obsessed. You know, all of us, it may not be cleaning videos, but we've all... If you're on the internet, we've all gotten into YouTube vortexes.
Yeah.
And I got into one yesterday totally accidentally because I saw the thumbnail of this video where a professional cleaner was going at it on an iPhone, getting all the lint out of all of the crevices and cavities on your iPhone.
Ew, that is gross.
And he took like a microscopic camera. He was all ups in theirs. I mean, he was so like, can you think?
Ew.
I mean, phones are gross, girl. That's the first thing I thought.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
It looks like earwax or.
Yes.
Skin?
Oh,
no. Skin. Okay. Can we disconnect her mic again? Yeah. Can we put her back out? Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Man, you said
it's
this
not
to
skin.
Me. Dang. Oh, I can't even watch that. That is vile.
Yeah. Well, no, it's really just a blue jean lint, like jean lint, Lex. It's a. Because this dude that owned this phone always kept his phone in his jean pocket. So it's, you know, it's string and, which fun fact, I can't have anything in my pockets. It's a weird tick that I have. I can't have a wallet.
I can't. What is that about you?
I can't have anything in my pockets. Dawn, you probably noticed it at Disney. I have to carry.
I would hate as a guy to. If I just feel like I would get pickpocketed too easily. If somebody like bumped into you, you know, they do the whole bait and switch thing, and I don't want that in my back pocket.
No, I don't like the feeling. Oh, I'm getting uncomfortable. No. And meanwhile, Colin has my wallet, his wallet, an umbrella in his pocket. He has he has a Gatorade bottle. He doesn't care. So anyway, McLean, I hear from Santa that you. I got a letter over. Lex and I got a letter overnight from the North Pole that you are feeling gift pressure.
Oh yeah, I am.
You are?
Because I just don't. Okay, I already got gifts for MC's kids.
Yeah.
All right, so that is done. My daughter still hasn't told me what she wants. And then so MC, I've got all these little things, but I don't have a big thing to give him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to get him one thing, but then he has this tendency to buy things around Christmas, and I get really mad. I'm like, dude, stop buying things. This has happened around his birthday for the last couple of years. I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'll return that. Or he's like, oh, sorry. So
he buys stuff for himself.
Yes. I'm like, dude, stop buying
stuff
for yourself.
Thank you, Kenny. Guys do that.
Yeah,
no,
that's the hardest to buy for, too.
My God, I'm like, don't.
It's impossible to fight.
And then I don't know exactly what he wants because he'll say he wants this one thing and then he'll, the next day, complain about it and say, ah, gosh, I'm not going to get one of those because of this. But then he'll go back and go, oh, this is on sale. Maybe I should get it. I'm like, oh, for God's sake, make up your mind. And then there was this other thing that I bought him that was supposed to arrive on Friday and it hasn't. I haven't received it yet from eBay. And Alexis, it's something that I should have just asked you to make.
Oh. What is it? What is it?
It's like a, well, he's not awake yet. So he plays this game called Sackboy, which is
oh my goodness.
I play that too on
CK, or?
I play that too, actually, by the way. Yeah. I just want everyone to know.
Me too.
Do you play that too, Lex? She's it's fun, isn't
that
it?
Game. Gross. Okay, if you just Google who that is.
Solitaire version.
Alexis, if you Google it, actually I'll just put a little solitaire version. It's Kenny. A little item that I ordered from someone who made it, and a lot of people in Russia and the Ukraine are making these, but it was like too long to order from them, so I ordered from this one lady, and now it hasn't come yet, so I'm like, Alexis can just
figure?
It's a little crocheted figure. Let me just... There's a pattern I found on Etsy I can pay you for.
Oh my goodness.
It's like a little doll, basically.
Oh, how fun.
But it's a little figure that it was $10 that I ordered from this person that made it and that hasn't arrived. And I don't know if they're scamming me what for $10.
Let that me is just the worst, put it, just waiting in the mail, especially for something, now for your daughter, especially, and, you know, my siblings and folks don't, you know, I have to mail all of their gifts.
Yeah.
And I'm still waiting for one to come. And so just that.
Just one?
One package that has two gifts in it. So I completely understand that. I was feeling it December 1st.
Yeah.
Just that pressure of just trying to get everything and get it out. And I went to the post office yesterday because it was my day to get out and drive.
Yeah.
And
Woohoo.
The line was out the door and they had three people at the desk just cranking it out. So all of our postal workers, thank you and good luck.
And
so
my
you
mom,
could just feel the tension, you know?
My mom just wants candy. When I asked her what she wanted,
easy.
Candy, I'm like, what?
Hey.
Consumables.
Well, and can I just say, Dawn, to put a bow on this, Kenny's right. You can't fight the moonlight and you can't fight guys buying stuff for themselves, even though people want to buy it for us as gifts.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't. That's what we do as guys. And I can't believe I just said that. We'll be right back.
And it sounds just like a song.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Everything Santa Project. Don't forget, it's still going on. It's a little bit different this year. It's virtual. It's still benefiting our buddies over at the Ronald McDonald House. So please donate. Help out if you can.
Do it during our show. Because we're competitive.
Please. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because Morning Rangers, you guys are the best. No offense to the other shows, but... We found out that the most donations are always made during our show, and we love that.
Not as of a couple days ago.
Dawn, you really didn't you could leave that part out.
Well, Dawn, I wanted them to know that they need to step up.
Hey, Dawn, you could have.
Really?
Really? When did that change, Dawn?
I think it was yesterday. We got there was a $1,000 donation during Dawn and Steve. And then a $250 donation during the same. I don't know what happened at 9:30, but it was like. All these donations came in.
If it's during Donna and Steve, it's just that afternoon show.
Oh, my God. We don't care. Yeah, afternoon.
I don't know their names, but I know.
Right-click and Julia. Afternoon. Right-click and Julia. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Right-click and Julia. So go ahead and donate. Kenny's right. Okay. It's Don and Steve. It's fine. And today's sponsor is Burnsville Heating and Air Conditioning, and they're donating. They're doing a $1,000 match. So thank you very much to Burnsville Heating and Air.
Yes.
So please go donate so we can beat everybody else and give back. 6:33 is the time. Shocking, sad announcement from Wendy Williams yesterday, Lex.
Yeah, it was very sad, and just it makes you go because so here's what happened yesterday. She confirmed that her mother Shirley Williams has died beautifully and peacefully, surrounded by love. But she passed away, and then this is a quote from her, many weeks ago. She says, you know how you lose track of time and a day and time? All I know was it was a long time ago. The five of us, my mom, dad, my siblings, the five of us.
I pulled the clip for you, Lex. Should we?
Oh, wonderful.
It for you.
Yes, let's
Do you want to hear it?
Okay, yes,
here we
please.
Go. Here we go.
She also talked me into picking out this outfit today. She's also died. Yeah. My mom passed away many, 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 many weeks ago. You know how during Corona, during the world topsy-turvy, people starving, people out of jobs, just everybody's life is something new? Well, and you know how you lose track of the day and date and the time? All I know was that it was a long time ago. And me and the five of us, mom, dad, my siblings and me, the five of us, because she'll always be here. She's squawking at me right now. She's pissed because I requested confetti cannon because that's what she wanted. Anyway, my mom and I, our relationship became closer and closer once I went away to college, you know, could escape, you know, Jersey. And it became closer and closer and closer to the point where, first of all, she passed away beautiful and peacefully and surrounded by love.
Yeah, a little bit from Wendy's show yesterday.
It's surprising because this would be something you'd think that she would have talked about at the time. Now, look, we always say this, Jace, and it, well, on the show, yeah, that we don't judge how people mourn.
Yeah.
But this would explain a lot of behavior that was going on.
That's
remember,
what I
we were
too.
Just like, what's going on with her? Why is she doesn't seem focused? And we would all understand. Now, I guess a friend of theirs, a family friend, Courtney Brown, had first posted of her death, but then has since deleted that. So I guess some fans knew, but she didn't completely confirm it. So yesterday was the day that she did that.
It's interesting to me because, you know, she's a person, and this isn't judge. I want to be clear. I'm not judging. I just find it interesting. She's a person that shares everything. I mean, the good, the bad, addiction, the fact that she was, you know, in recovery. She shares everything. And it's fascinating to me that she kept this close to her vest for weeks. It sounds like many, many, many weeks. And it, and not really saying why, other than the fact that it's just, you know, she doesn't have to share everything.
No.
I mean, she's made a career of it, but maybe it's a good defense mechanism. Maybe it's a new tool in her mental health toolbox. Maybe she's starting to put up some boundaries of, okay, I'm going to share this and this, but you know what? This is off limits.
Yeah.
You know, maybe this is the result.
This is healthy. Maybe it's
healthy. Maybe this is the result of some work on herself. But regardless, when you've watched the clip, you can tell. You could tell it hurt, and she is wearing a really, really cool dress that she said her mom picked out.
Well, I'm curious how she communicates with her. If it's a voice she hears, or if it's, you know, she's going through her closet and just there's a spotlight on this, what she's wearing, and that's the clue, or
I don't know what it is.
I wonder if she meant did she say pick this out today?
Uh-oh.
Because maybe she just meant she helped me pick it out in general.
Yeah.
Like when I bought it. But, you know, either way, people do get little, you know, when someone passes away, they start to listen to their own inner voice and, you know, looking something. Some things you just block out normally and you don't realize you're doing it. And then if you're searching for somebody to give you a message, you know, they can reach out in different ways. I believe that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. For comfort too. And it sounds like she's getting that. And luckily, you know, with her siblings and everyone around her too, maybe she's getting that help that she needs to just privately, which is great. So,
Did you guys see the story in the Hollywood Reporter? It broke last night around evening news time. Christopher Nolan, if you don't know who that is, he directed Batman Returns, The Dark Knight. What's that movie with time flipping around?
Tenet,
and then the one with years ago,
Inception.
That's thank it. You,
Memento.
Yes. Yeah, Memento. Thank you, McClane. Christopher Nolan made most of those movies at Warner Brothers. Well, yesterday, Mr. Nolan, widely respected director, ripped Warner Brothers and its parent company, AT&T, They now have four buttholes. I mean, sincerely. Mm-hmm. A scathing, scathing statement bashing Warner Brothers' recent announcement that they are going to move their entire slate of movies next year to streaming on their streaming site there. And let's be fair, they're struggling streaming site HBO Max. Mm-hmm. Let me read you a couple passages and then we'll discuss on the other side. Because you have to hear this. I was like, okay, I'm going to read that. And then, oh, I'm going to outline that. Oh, we got to read that. So he goes, some of our industry's biggest filmmakers and most important movie stars went to bed the night before thinking they were working for the greatest movie studio and woke up to find out they were working for the worst streaming service. Okay, we could just, thank you. We Ooh, could just,
we. I mean, that's a pretty nice, it's like a log line for a movie. You. Very short and concise, and you know what he means.
We could just end the segment, roll the break right now. Because I read that and I was like, oh, ouch, like that hurts. And I don't even work there. But he continues. Mm. Warner Brothers had an incredible machine for getting a filmmaker's work out everywhere, both in theaters and in the home. And they are dismantling it as we speak. They don't even understand what they're losing. Their decision makes no economic sense. And even the most casual Wall Street investor can see the difference between disruption and dysfunction.
Wow. Yes.
Warners has made a grave mistake. Never have this many people been this upset with one entity, said Ooh. A top talent agent, like a big talent agent. The talent agent said he spent much of the day after the announcement dealing with calls from stunned and angry clients. And he said he heard from about 24 lawyers getting their swords out and preparing for battle.
Oh, my gosh. You know, when this news came out, we felt bad for those who worked at the theater and the theaters themselves. But why is this bad for creators?
Well, because
they don't
have
deals involving streaming, maybe.
Yeah,
like their deals, Lex. Yes. They don't get any residual. They don't get any, because they probably got some back end money from DVD sales or something, and they're taking that opportunity all away by putting it on streaming and only profiting themselves. You know,
exactly what Dawn just said. Everything that Dawn just said. Let's take a break. We'll talk more about this when we come back. Stay with us.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Like some Sammy Davis Jr. in the morning. Welcome
I can
back.
Totally see him snapping his fingers, doing
too.
That finger snap thing.
I was doing the same thing as I was sitting here.
You should look up the list of sitcoms and one-hour dramas that Sammy appeared on. He was in every kind of sitcom you can possibly imagine. It's fascinating. Some you'd never guess. Cowboy sitcoms.
Wow.
He would make...
As a guest or playing himself. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm looking Sammy at it right. Great. Mod Squad, Beverly Hillbillies, Here's Lucy, yes. All in the Family, Chico yes. the Man, Carol yes. Burnett, Charlie's Angels, Archie Bunker's Place, General Hospital, The Jeffersons, Fantasy Island, Gimme a Break, The Cosby Show, Hunter on ABC, The Patty Duke Show, Rifleman, 77 Sunset Strip.
Rifleman.
Yeah. Wow. The Wild Wild West. He didn't say no. He came from a place of yes.
Great. I love that.
I've seen the Rifleman appearance, too. It was just on a week or so ago, and that's what led me to look it up. It's like, Sammy, what the hell are you doing on this show? Oh.
That's on that network you watch, that tobacco. What's it called? Tobacky? What's it? What's the network?
Hold on.
What's it called?
Grit.
Grit TV.
Grit TV.
Yeah. I thought it was tobacco. Anyway, Dawn got the tobacco reference. Thank you. Back to the Warner Brothers fight with Christopher Nolan. Director Christopher Nolan unleashed a, oh, girl. It's like a Real Housewife of New Jersey wrote it. He wrote a scathing reaction to Warner Brothers' decision to put their entire slate of movies on streaming yesterday. And, okay, so one of the things, one of the big problems that people are pointing out is the whole genies are hard to put back in the bottle argument, which is immediately what I thought. Because how, as far as theaters are concerned, what do they do after this? Because look at Netflix. Netflix, follow me here. Netflix unleashed a genie that Kevin Spacey pointed out. I reference this all the time because I remember that day on our show, Lex. Mm-hmm. Kevin Spacey was on Letterman, and this was right after House of Cards started airing on Netflix. And Letterman was very dismissive of Netflix. He didn't understand it. This was before Netflix was what it, or before Netflix is what it is now. And Kevin looked at Dave and said, "This will change everything because now people, consumers will get entertainment when they want it, how they want it, and whenever they want it." Mm-hmm. And he goes, "And you're never going to, it's, this is mm-hmm. going to change everything." And I remember Kevin Spacey saying that, and Lex, we got on the air the next day and we were both like, he's absolutely right. Yeah. It is, we are now in a binge culture. So why I brought that up, the parallel is, as this article points out, you are now going to be teaching us over the next 14 months, you're going to be teaching us, the consumers, that we do not have, that we can sit on our sofas and the biggest movies of the time will come to us.
Mm-hmm. And don't we already have that lesson, though? That's why I'm kind of a little bit like, Christopher, why so upset now? And maybe he's just mad he doesn't have a deal, like a Netflix deal.
Well, no, Lex, they really, other than an occasional movie here or there, like Mulan and a couple movies, this, you know, Wonder Woman, the fact that they're putting their entire slate is the difference.
I guess maybe I always just thought this was bound to happen, especially now with the pandemic. I mean, what does he expect them to do?
Well, he expects them, as Dawn pointed out, I think he is thinking of all of the profit participants and all of the deals and all, and not just the big stars. I mean, everyone's going, wow, do they need more money? No. It's not just the stars that have these profit participation mm-hmm. deals. It's producers. It's behind the scenes folks that have a very specific deal for a theatrical release. And I don't want to get too inside baseball because all of our eyes will roll in the back of our head and we'll all pass out.
But producers and behind the scenes people.
But none of these deals that they have signed include anything like this scenario. Yeah. So now look, let's be fair and balanced here. Ugh, I can't believe I said that. But anyway, let's be balanced. Uh-huh. This controversy will go away if Warner Brothers writes some big checks to all of these people. Mm. You know, if they make it right, as Dorinda would say, I made it nice. If they make it nice, this will, because they did make it nice with Gal Gadot, who played Wonder Woman. They point out in this article, they basically rented a U-Haul truck, Lex, and dumped money on Gal Gadot's driveway.
Oh, because, okay, good.
Because they want her for a third Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. So so they took the truck, beep, beep, and just dumped money on her porch.
I mean, because what's the alternative? Is that then these movies will just keep being pushed back?
Well,
what does he want?
I don't know. But I mean, look, if we're going to, you know, ideally in a perfect situation, you know, movie theaters could start realistically coming back in the summer. You know, they're saying spring or summer, a good portion of the population could have access to the vaccine. When that happens, I can see a slice of the public starting to feel more comfortable going back into public spaces. There could be some semblance of a summer movie season. Now, it's not going to be normal, probably until 2022. But I don't know. I see both sides, but I, just as we pointed out in the initial conversation, I get the fear of the theater company, the theater industry. I think this is going to have lasting damage. And there's also the fear of, what's to say this is a one-off for Warner Brothers? You know, they're now controlled by AT&T, who the fourth argument is Christopher's upset because he's like, these people don't know anything about the movie business. You know, they barely know anything about the phone business. And they're running this. That just slipped out as a former customer.
I have a question for you about this, though. Is he under contract with them exclusively, or is he a freelancer?
No, I don't think so anymore. But all of his previous work that he did with them has now changed as far as his people and their deals and, you know.
Because to me,
it
seems inadvisable to bite the hand that writes you the check. It just doesn't seem smart to me.
Well, I think he is very privileged in his position right now.
He's speaking for a lot of people, I'm sure.
Yes. He is now thinking to himself, look, I have nothing else to prove. I made The Dark Knight. I have four homes.
Right.
I have four homes.
I'm good.
I am lucky. I'm not a struggling Don's Right. He is very privileged, and he can do this. And I don't think he cares. I don't think... He doesn't care if he doesn't make another movie at Warner Brothers. Christopher Nolan is such a hot property. Disney will work with him.
He
can go anywhere. So great question, Kenny. But I think he's in that rarefied airspace. Wouldn't you agree, Don? I mean, he's...
For sure.
He's one of those untouchables that if he pisses off Warners, he'll call DreamWorks. You know what I mean? It's one of those situations.
One of those deals. All right.
Yep, he's very lucky. So that's why it's actually good. I like that whether you agree with him or not, I like that he's sticking this. Now you can say there's not a lot of bravery because there's not a lot to lose. Mm-hmm. But at least he's saying something. He's one of the only big name directors saying something right now about it. So
yeah,
I don't know.
True.
I can see all sides. But again, as someone that likes going to the movie theaters, I'm just afraid the big wigs at AT&T are going to love this, and it's not going to be a once-off. They're going to do this well past 2021.
Yeah. Oh,
that's a fear of mine.
Yeah, we definitely have.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that, though.
I know
I'll watch
are,
it at home.
I know. 6:55. We're going to take a break, everyone. Go get some more orange juice, or if you're Kenny, a Pabst Blue Ribbon, and we'll be back right after these messages.